Back at the Armor Group compound, another team prepares for a different kind of mission. They'll travel low profile, trying to blend in with the Iraqis.
Low profile certainly can be an awful lot safer. If it's done properly, people will not know. They will not know who we are until, even if it's too late, they do see who we are, by that time we're gone.
Traveling undercover requires a different set of high-tech toys and tactics. And after 23 years of service in the British Army, Steve Finlayson knows them all. He's been a contractor in Baghdad for 30 months. Today, that experience will come in handy. The mission? Transport Armor Group executive John Gehring to a meeting at the Iraqi Ministry of Finance. And do it undetected. Steve's convoy will travel undercover. But that doesn't mean they won't be prepared.
When we go in high profile, everyone knows who we are and what we are. The people in Baghdad now, they're so used to us, they'll see us coming in the rear mirrors or whatever, and they'll pull over and just let us get on with it. Low profile, however, is different. You can sit there quite happily, just in amongst the traffic, and you're just blending in and you don't stick out.
The cars look like any others on Iraqi roads. Mercedes, BMWs. But they sport some premium features not available to the average consumer. Thick factory armor hides under the exterior panels, and advanced communication systems track the team's movements, just like high-profile convoys. Steve's colleague, Pete Hayes, makes sure the transponder is well hidden. The alarm button is kept within reach.
This little device here is the actual panic alarm for the transponder.
These two little buttons, pressed at the same time, send a distress call to headquarters. But contractors can't wait for backup, so they rely on specialized equipment to help them dodge danger. A stationary target is an easy target, so run flats, tires within the tires, enable these vehicles to keep rolling 50 miles, even after bullet or shrapnel damage. And if stopped, smoke canisters provide cover. Insurgents can't shoot what they can't see, and smoke screens can give contractors the time they need to run to safety.
Then these are the ways to help us get away from what's going on without, you know, causing more casualties or injury to the client.
The vehicles aren't the only things modified for a low-profile mission. The weapons are too. They need to be small enough to be concealed inside a compact car, yet powerful enough to hold off insurgents. Harry Osechnik customizes the guns to the contractor's specifications.
We cut them down, we recrown them, we machine everything back down again, we press back on the gas cylinder, we press on the front sight, we repin it, then we drill out the gas system to 4 millimeters. If somebody got killed, which does happen, and some of my friends have passed on, I feel bad, but I would feel even worse if I could have done something and kept them alive and didn't do it.